I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
NFL season is inching closer and closer. Who are the contenders and who are the pretenders in 2020? We have four downs to figure out your team's future. It's time now for First and Goal on the Zach Gelb Show.
All right, we already previewed the Vikings and also the Las Vegas Raiders. Now it's time to spend a few minutes previewing the Atlanta Falcons. Will do so with a former Falcons quarterback. Now he is their longtime color analyst on the radio network for Atlanta, and that is David Archer. David, hope all is well. Thanks for doing this. When we look at the Falcons, they made a big offseason acquisition getting Todd Gurley, but we don't know where the health is of Todd Gurley. What do you expect out of Todd Gurley coming over from L.A. to Atlanta for this upcoming season?
Well, to be honest with you, I think we're expecting a lot of Todd Gurley, and mainly in the red zone. If you look at Todd Gurley's numbers, even with a so-called quote-unquote down year, around 900 yards rushing, he still had 12 touchdowns. All 12 of those touchdowns came in the red zone. And I think that Atlanta, if they can find a way to run the football down close and help free up the talented weapons that Ryan has on the perimeter, now all of a sudden you have a little bit more of a potent attack, a little bit more looking a little bit more like what you looked like in 16 when Devontae Freeman and Tevin Coleman were carrying the ball down there close and created that problem in the run game. Atlanta has not had that over the last couple of seasons. And I think that's where they expect Todd Gurley to make his main hay, is down there in the red zone.
But the way that you probably have to manage his reps as a running back, the rest of the running back room, is there someone that jumps out to you?
Yeah, I think it's a good group, really do. I think that when you look at Brian Hill and the way Brian Hill has come on, he's a guy that the Falcons drafted a couple of years ago. Brian had some solid moments a year ago. Quadre Allison, the kid out of Pittsburgh, the rookie from a year ago, kind of wove himself a little bit of a role as a short yardage guy at 225 pounds, goal line guy. He had four touchdowns. And hopefully Ito Smith can come back. He was injured in a game a year ago, I believe against the Rams, in which he was trying to pick up a blitzer, which he should be doing, but he is an outstanding receiver out of the backfield and a good change of pace back out of the back. So they got two, three young guys that I think he can lean on, and like you said, take some of that load off of Todd Gurley.
Let's get to the next down. And when we do so, we take a look at Matt Ryan and Julio Jones, the two big names in that organization. Do you still believe that this team can be a playoff team once again with Matt Ryan and Julio Jones?
I do, but it's, you know, obviously it's about, you know, your supporting cast. Can you do some things on the other side of the ball? And I'm sure there's a question you've got for me about that defensive side of the football. But there's a little area in the offensive line. The left guard has been a little bit leaky. Right guard's been a little bit leaky because of some injuries and things. If they can shore up that interior part of the offensive line, Ryan's like most classic quarterbacks that climb in the pocket. You got to be able to give them that opportunity to do so. If you get into your pressure, and that creates some problems, the run game will help in that regard. But, yeah, Julio Jones, six consecutive 1,300-yard seasons. Matt Ryan, nine consecutive 4,000-yard seasons. I don't see either one of those guys backing off.
When you talk about that offensive line, to follow up on that, I'm a big fan of Matt Hennessy, being a Temple grad, really smart football player, puts in a lot of work. Is he going to make an immediate impact in year number one?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question that he's certainly in the mix to be the starting guard. There's no question about that. I think that there's a lot of excitement around what he brings to the table. And then, and obviously the heir apparent to Alex Mack, probably at center. So Alex Mack getting a little bit longer in the tooth, still has some good football in him. But need to put some guys around him that can be in there. You know, we had Jamon Brown, had James Carpenter, guys that could not stay on the field. There was some solid moments from those two big veteran players, but they did not stay on the field. So there's been some inconsistency in the interior, especially at that left guard spot. I think Hennessy ultimately will probably win that job and be the starter at that guard position.
Let's get to the next down. All right, David Archer, when we flip the switch here and go to the other side of the ball defensively, it was an up-and-down year for the defense, but it seemed like they did finish in a better spot than what they did earlier on in the season. You could probably say that for the entire team with the Atlanta Falcons. This division is loaded with offensive talent. We know what the Saints are. Now you have Tom Brady in the division with Tampa Bay, and I'll be curious to see what Teddy Bridgewater does with the Panthers. What's your read on the Falcons' defense entering 2020?
Well, it's an uncertain situation. Obviously, went on got Dante Fowler to add some pressure off the edge. Can Tack McKinley realize what they thought they had when they drafted him a couple of years in the number one spot? Picked up Charles Haley, who ironically was in the same draft and rated around the same as Tack McKinley, or Charles Harris. I'm sorry, I said Charles Haley. I wish it was Charles Haley.
Yeah, right?
I'd like to have the guy that was rushing the passer there for both the Cowboys and the 49ers. That would be great. But Harris, he does have some raw talent there. Can he realize that? The Falcon tutelage, we'll have to wait and see. Grady Jarrett's an emerging star in the D-tackle position. And Marlon Davidson will be an interesting add, a guy that has the versatility to play inside, maybe in pass rush situations, and also play the perimeter as a 3-4 defensive end in rundown situations. The youngster out of Auburn, second-round draft pick of the Falcons, they think they've upgraded their defensive line. It'll have to be upgraded because you got an extremely young secondary, probably going to have a rookie at corner starting. Your nickel's a second-year guy, and your other corner's a third-year guy. So there's a lot of young players on the perimeter need to get some pass rush to speed up that thought process for the quarterback.
And let's get to the final down. All right, I'm surprised that Dan Quinn is back as the head football coach for the Atlanta Falcons. What does he have to do this year to keep his job, and is that seat still warm? Because, like I said, I was surprised that they brought him back for this year.
It is warm. I think that it's fortunate they brought him back because of the current situation with the pandemic and certainties. So some continuity certainly has played into Atlanta Falcons' offseason. I think they've had a solid offseason as much as you can with the limitations that are attached to this year. So I think that it was good in retrospect that Mr. Blank decided to keep Dan Quinn on. But I think they've got to be pushed for a playoff spot. I think they've got to be – they can't come out of the box 1-7. It's got to be a team that's in the hunt the entire way. As you said, this is going to be an outstanding division with outstanding quarterback play. But they have to be in the hunt to be a part of the postseason play. If they do that, then I think the fans will – there'll be a little bit of salve on the wound for the fans. But if you get out to a slow start, it would not surprise me if Mr. Blank made some kind of decision mid-season – on Coach Quinn. I think Coach Quinn is the right guy for the job, but now it's put up or shut up.
He scored a touchdown. We'll go for two here. We'll ask you one more question. This team was 11-5. We all know the deal. They were in the Super Bowl, blew the 28-3 lead. The next year they did go 10-6. The last 2 years, it's 7-9. If you had to identify the biggest reason why this team has regressed, and I know they've had some injuries too, but overall, if it's not the health of the team, what's the biggest thing that you look at why this team wasn't able to recreate that magic from 2016 and 2017?
I think their inconsistency on both sides of the football in conversion down situations and in the red zone. I think Atlanta's done a great job of moving the ball from 20 to 20, but when they get in the red zone, they bog down and settle for too many threes. And I think in turn, the defensive side of the football, about 22, 23 in scoring defense, giving up 25 points a game. They've got to find a way to get more stops in the red zone. That's probably the answer that you could probably get from all teams that have struggled and not made the playoff teams. But I certainly think that's identifiable with the Falcons over the last couple of years, the inability down deep in the red zone, both on offense and defense.
And Julio Jones, he's a Hall of Fame player. We all know that, one of the better wide receivers in the league. He's only had 1 year of double-digit touchdowns going back to 2012 when he had 10. Do you see maybe 10 touchdowns in his fortunes this year?
Well, I think he's certainly capable of it, but you got an outstanding receiver on the other side in Calvin Ridley, who's realized that his abilities down in the red zone pretty close. I think Hayden Hurst is going to be a seamless transition from Austin Hooper at the tight end spot. So there are a lot of weapons for Matt Ryan to get the football to. Don't forget Todd Gurley and how good he is out of the backfield catching the football as well. So I would say no. I think he's going to be 8-9 touchdowns. I don't think he goes double digits, but I think there's a lot of guys around him that are going to score touchdowns. Look for guys somewhere between 13 to 14 guys catch touchdown passes this year.
David, we appreciate it. Thanks so much. You be well, my friend.
Good to be with you, man. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.